Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Are you stuck in Tuesday?
Yeah, we're still in party mode.
Grace Waller. Can you say a huge thank you to the staff of Insomnia in Air Square in Galway, my Air Square Centre? My daughter is a student in NUIG, or Newig, with a job in Dunn's. And she accidentally left her wallet at the table, went back to work along with a bank card. She had €350 in Dunn's vouchers. It was a Christmas bonus. They paid them in vouchers. All right. And they found her wallet. They kept it. There are honest people in the world. Also on Sunday, she woke up to find a stranger. A man had trespassed in the night and was asleep in their student house. After calling the Gardaí, they came and arrested him. And as a leaving gift, he vomited everywhere.
What kind of crazy text
what a
is this?
Story. And they're now afraid to stay in the house. To top it all, she has a chemistry exam tomorrow. Wowzers.
Whoa.
So you wake
Where
up in the morning.
Where do you start?
Well, you wake up in the morning. First, let's do it with Johnny McVomit. You wake up in the morning and you go,
sure she didn't know him?
Yeah, no, he didn't. It wasn't in the same bed. It was in the same house. So you wake up and you see this guy and you think, what? Are you one of the other friends of one of the egos? I don't know. Oh, you better get him out. Call the guards. Please keep it in. Just till you get to the door. To the door.
And
we're off. We're talking about losing stuff. I've lost one scarf.
Because this time of year, everyone's out. And, you know, you're out, you might have a few drinks, but regardless of the drinks or not, people tend to leave stuff behind, whether it's hats, scarves, purses, as we said. I was in the pub with some colleagues there
this
the
morning.
Other day. No. And I left my purse there, but it wasn't one of those, I was completely out of it, didn't know what I was doing, had nothing together. I just simply left it on the table and went to Eddie Rockets. And then kind of half realised, I don't have my purse. But surely one of my mates has it. And true enough, one of them did. They looked at the purse. There was a big panda face on it. Said, there's only one person that can own this purse. And I think her name is Grace Waller.
I thought the panda face.
We all had panda faces by the end of the night.
Did.
The eyeliner running down the cheeks.
From the tears of despair.
Yeah, but another good story about losing stuff was somebody who will remain nameless, but we all know her. I was out recently.
Yeah.
And we had a great night out. We went to a gig. Went to Whelan's, went to a couple of pubs, and ended up in Roma too, as you do, on Wexford Street
for
the battered sausage and curry chips.
Oh, it's sort of like it's
and we were grand, we were in fine form. We weren't, we weren't making fools of ourselves or anything. Had really good chats and said, sure, we'll share a taxi home. We're kind of on the same route. Got into the taxi and I went, where are your shoes?
Your shoes?
She wasn't wearing shoes.
I know, but she just changed them for flats or something.
You see, that's the thing. We can get away with saying that. You know, when you've got the high heel stilettos, the killer shoes on.
She was
in her bare feet.
Aye, aye, aye.
Tighted feet, actually.
Oh, well,
she
that's
was
better.
Tight,
at least
it wasn't
was
so
total.
Bad. But I was like, how did we get from Whelan's to another pub to Roma 2, having a curry, and not realise this?
And shoeless.
He's shoeless.
And found or lost?
No,
or gone.
Because you don't go back to a place and say, have you seen my shoes?
See, I don't
now,
know who you
can
you
make
hang
an
out
excuse
with.
And say, because a lot of girls like myself would bring the old ballet pumps, you know, the flat shoes that fold up. You can bring them in your bag and they're great for a night out because, you know, if the feet are killing you, you just take off the high heels,
guys love
put them in your
pumps,
bag and put the pumps on.
Yeah.
Oh, shut up. Yeah, I know
on,
you love
don't
your
starve
high
me, go
I can't
if
handle
you're gonna
the
wear
high
them,
heels.
Wear them till the last dog barks. Don't wear them until
we're going out later. I brought the stilettos and they're brand new and they're spindles.
Like
and they're,
that's more
and
like
I know
it.
I've got my flat shoes on.
Well, not
in work now.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because I know I might need them later.
Yeah, well,
because I don't walk well in them.
Tottering along.
It's kind of like a man in shoes.
I have to say, I think that the Christmas party circuit, I think everyone looks really well on the circuit. I love the way everyone dresses up.
Everything in the shops, it's all glitter, lovely kind of silver sparkly thread through the dresses, you know, silver shoes, bags.
Yeah.
You can't help but look well when you're going out on a Christmas party night.
Did you
and all the photos on Facebook over the last couple of weeks,
everyone's looking
smashing. Yeah. And everyone's feeling it as well.
There's a nice vibe.
There is a nice vibe.
I'll tell you where, this is possibly the worst decorated studio I've ever sat in.
Well, I'm just after spying a little tree.
It is humiliating to be in this.
See the tree up to your right? It's a little tiny silver tree with a star on top of it.
It looks like something
ones.
It looks like something Frank McCourt might
That's
have.
That's my tree. I bought that.
Yeah.
They robbed us to
Did
put it in
Did you buy it
studio.
Off Angela down in Limerick?
I bought it in Paper Chase a couple of years ago from my desk.
What are these two
and
bits of tinsel random?
There's a random piece of tinsel that looks like it's been there for 20 years.
It looks like you're expecting a kind of a Top of the Pops 1978 special to emerge from the tinsel.
It's really bad. It's poor. It's a poor show. We should take a photo and show how bad it is.
There's a tree over there that looks like it hasn't been
got. That's one of those kind of, what do they call them? A fiber optic trees, but it's not working.
It looks
so
like.
So it just looks a mess.
It looks like it was dropped there by...
We need the elves in.
The elves. Do we have elves?
No.
Presley. So have any of those stories of loss?
Well, another shoe one was great because I remember in college one night we were on the campus going to our lectures the next morning and we came across a random yellow shoe, high heel. And we just thought, and of course because we were really artsy, we said, oh, we need to take some photos of this. It's real hard. You know, you don't know what whose shoe it is and who it belongs to and what's the story behind it. We all took photos of it and then one ledge bag decided, I'm going to find the Cinderella to this yellow shoe. I was like, I don't know whether you want it. She sounds like a bit of a mess. She's after losing one shoe.
She's psychologically
and it's
damaged.
Bright yellow and it's about a size 8.
Yeah.
So do you really want to meet her? But he went around all the campus accommodation knocking, do you own this shoe? Do you own the shoe?
Oh, then you found my shoe.
He got bored and went to the pub.
Yeah, so much for that. Cinderella.
But I kind of learned my lesson because I've lost so many things. Like, phone is the worst thing to lose on a night out. Like, it's just, everything's gone. Contacts, you know, you're trying to ring it.
Yeah.
You've got all these kind of apps on it to find your phone, but once your phone's turned off, you're screwed.
Yeah.
And you just, like, I remember having to meet taxi drivers who have found my phone, charged it up for me, rang home, and my parents answered the phone and saying hello, and he's like, yes, this is the taxi driver, I think I have your daughter's phone. And it's like, oh, sorry, Mom.
Yeah.
But it was just, you know, when it's dark in a taxi and your battery's dead, it doesn't light up, so it falls out of the bag. It might be, you know, underneath the passenger seat or just at the back, and it happens. People, Ryan, have you never lost a phone?
No, of course, you know I have. I can't bear it, though.
But two taxi drivers, in fairness to them, have got in contact with me over the years. Now, this is like the last 15 years maybe, and have said, I have your phone here. And then, you know, you'd want to do the good deed and give them a bit of money and say thanks a million because you've saved all my contacts and a lot of hassle. And they're like, no, I'm not taking it. So you make a donation or whatever. But it's so sound.
The amount of phones missing around
people
the country.
Working in bars the last couple of weeks, I'd say, are seeing a lot of random stuff. So text it in 51552 if you've got any random stuff that's been found after a night out or that you've lost.
Like virginity.
No, I mean, dignity.
Dignity is definitely getting lost around the place. There's no doubt about that.
But I've kind of decided to whittle it down now and just don't bring all your stuff out because I've brought, you know, big bag load of stuff. And of course, you're going to lose something because you might need it.
I know you're like Mary Poppins.
Girls will bring out the full makeup bag. Just bring the lippy and concealer. That's all you need.
Grace.
And an eyebrow pencil if you draw them on.
Eddie Rockets, Roma 2. I think Waller might be drinking more than she admits.
No, they're actually just fun nights out. They're not big sessions.
Tell Grace that some women are size 8. Wear size 8 shoes. Nothing wrong with that.
I'm a 7.5 to an 8.
They come to get you now.
Where's the Christmas spirit now? They've been drinking it.
It's not in a size 8 shoe. That's where.
I'm wearing size 8. I'm between a 7 and an 8.
Shoes?
Yeah.
I was in a lift in a Jervis Street yesterday. There were a couple in the lift. She said to him, what floor is the car on? And he said to her, isn't it printed on the ticket? I sniggered audibly. See, there's a lot of stuff happens.
Take a photo of where you've parked your car. Like, say if you're in Dundrum Town Centre and they have, you know,
the number
the
underneath
animals,
it.
Or they have the number. Just take a photo
on
your
phone.
That's
a good idea.
There you go.
Left Dublin this morning, driving to Tyrone, Derry, Belfast and Newry to hand out Christmas bottles to all my customers and realised I left my phone in the house when I got to Skerry's. Took an hour and a half to get home again. It's going to be a long day for Mick.
Oh, rotten.
That is a rotten
poor
start
Mick.
Today.
At least it'll all work out. It's all fine.
So did the person who shall remain nameless, was that just a once off?
The
shoes off?
Absolutely.
Lost nothing else ever?
No. Okay. Well, I don't know. There's still time.
We
haven't reached Christmas yet. So
there's buckets
of
time.
But then there was a girl that I knew as well. I'm hanging all my friends who was out on a mad one and came home with 4 coats, none of them hers, wearing them.
Morning.
Don't do that.
Every time I go out, I always leave my bank cards and driving license just to be safe. Leave them at home.
Yeah, leave them at home. Like, I used to bring,
thinking.
You know, you bring your 8. Like, if you lose your wallet and you've got everything in it, you're losing, you know, your gift cards, members' cards, photos sometimes, age card, driver's license. You could be losing everything. So just bring out the bank card or just the cash.
Do you still bring your student card with you for a discount?
Long gone.
No, it's not.
Oh, if I'm asked sometimes in Top Shop, I was like, do you have a student card? Are you having a laugh? But thanks.
Are you having a laugh? Okay. I'm going to play 2 Become 1.
Spice Girls Christmas number 1.
You like this one?
I love it. Yeah, I love Spice Girls songs. Whoa.